Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. Sure. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay.
Welcome to the Sell or Die podcast. We're your hosts, Jeffrey
and Jen Gittimer.
I'm the author of The Little Red Book of Selling and 15 other best-selling books and the creator of the Seven-Figure Sales Formula Program. I grew up in Philadelphia, sold in New York City, but was smart enough to move to Charlotte, North Carolina.
And I'm the author of Sales in the New York Minute and creator of Breakthrough Business Babe Community. Fun fact, I'm obsessed with our dogs and consider them humans. If you have a dog, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Sell or Die is for sales professionals, salespeople, sales managers, entrepreneurs, and business owners who want to sell more at full price, earn loyalty, and have an unlimited stream of referrals.
Every single episode is going to give you real-world, easy-to-implement solutions so that you can get your calls returned, your proposals read and acted on, all while creating relationships that you can take all the way to the bank.
It's time to sell or die.
You know, after an introduction like that, and I'm only drinking a cup of tea, I kind of feel a little girly. Like I'm this macho man. It's time to sell or die. Wait, I have to have a sip of the spot of tea.
You know, real men drink tea, Jeffrey. Real men drink tea.
Yeah, I'm well aware. So diehards are wondering right now, many of them, what the hell is going on? Their entire world has been disrupted. Their entire sales process has been curtailed. Many of their fellow countrymen have been cast aside, laid off, furloughed, fired. Yeah, you name it. And we're now sort of coming back a little bit. We're like re-emerging into the new normal. What's been your take on it so far?
Yeah, it's interesting. We got an email this past week from you know, a fan and someone who listens to the podcast and has been following your work, Jeffrey, for a long time. And he signed up for the New Normal course, you know, thenewnormalcourse.com. And he sent me this very long, nice note that I'm going to forward to after this. And one of the things he said in it was, hey, well, just FYI, like I just got furloughed and now is a great time to invest in myself. No, so it wasn't like, woe is me, I just got furloughed. It was, I just got furloughed and now is a great opportunity. And so, diehard, the question for you is, no matter what your situation is, there's always going to be an opportunity there if you look for it. And so, are you searching for opportunities or are you whining about the crap that's going on either to you or around you?
I think that now is arguably the biggest opportunity, economic opportunity in the history of our world. Things are relaunching, being redone, being renamed, being repositioned. Shifting is going on all over the place that people are erroneously called pivoting. And the challenge that everyone has is you can now do what you want to do. Whatever risk you've ever wanted to take, today's a good day to do it.
And I think now more than ever, sellers or people who sell things are really trying to think about what does their customer actually need?
Right.
Because what they've needed for so long, and that's where the pivot comes in, may have changed. But what do they need right now? And so, you know, every week we say in our intro that we're going to help you make sales at full price. And so I thought today would be a good opportunity to talk about price and to talk about the opportunities you can create and how you can get your price, even if they're saying they have no money right now?
The first thing you have to understand is if you send me an email that says this is our deepest discount ever, I'm going to delete your email. I'm not interested. If I don't want what you have, I don't care what your price is. That's number one. Number two, if I want what you have, I'm probably willing to pay your price or pretty damn close. I mean, I don't see Teslas being sold for a dollar over invoice, and it's, you know, cars are tough to sell. I think that we're in a situation where the average salesperson is afraid of things, afraid of objections, afraid to make contacts with customers, you know, walking on eggshells because they don't really know how to interact. They know what they've been through, and the process has been devastating for many people. So they don't want to foist a sales presentation on somebody. They want to, you know, the best thing you can do is find out what's going on.
Yeah. And especially if you were the one that was laid off or furloughed and you're now back at your sales job and you're hesitant to ask for your price for your product or service, I wonder how much of that is actual projection from the feelings that you've had from being out of work versus the customer not willing to pay the price.
Well, I think you're going to get a lot of valid price objections in this marketplace. I've always considered price to be a barrier, not an objection. But I think now there's a lot of companies that actually don't have the money or have the money but are guarding their money because they don't want to take a risk in investing in something that there may be a rebound or a relapse or, this can happen again. They're scared.
Yeah. So your job, DieHard, is to make your customers feel less scared. Your job is to make them feel more at ease. Your job is to figure out a way to make them feel comfortable because no good buying decisions are made out of fear. Buying decisions come from emotion, but when they're fear-based, not the best.
First of all, you're going to have to deepen the relationship with someone by finding out what has happened and what they really need. You're going to have to take notes from everybody that you are speaking to. You can't just listen and go, yeah, 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 or, oh, that's horrible, or, geez, that's too bad. You actually have to take notes so you can understand their situation. If you understand their situation and then you are able to make your presentation and they say, we have no money, that's either going to dovetail with what they say or they're going to be bullshitting you. Because there are a lot of businesses right now that are having the best time they've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the grocery store business, if you're in the drugstore business, you're in pretty good shape. And there's lots of businesses that are doing very, very, very well. Not the restaurants. Not the golf courses, but the bottom line is there are many businesses that are doing okay. Now, if you get a price objection, what are you going to do? What are you going to say? I think that's the crux of what our circumstances are today. You're going to talk to somebody. They're going to love your stuff. They're going to go, geez, you know, we can't quite afford that right now. Well, you're going to have to be prepared before you go into the sales call with an answer from that. You can't say, well, let me call my daddy and see what we can do. What you're going to have to do is have it, you know, Mr. Jones or Bob, we deal with that a lot. So we have a game plan that will allow you to take ownership today and create a payment plan that will make you feel comfortable enough to be able to take ownership because you need what I have today. And when you delay not taking it, it will actually cost you money by not taking a small risk in buying what we have.
Yeah, I love that because it allows your customer to begin to reap the benefit of whatever it is you're offering them right now. And the likelihood is, whatever it is, they need it right now. They can't afford to wait. But if they can't afford to pay, then you have to figure out a way to make that easy on them.
There are all kinds of people that are making all kinds of game plans right now of splitting payments, having zero-based interest payments. Things are being done to accommodate the economy or the economic situation. And most of the companies in their own market genre will know how they've been hurting. So, for example, if you're a retailer, other than Walmart or Target, where it seems to be there's no virus there.
Don't get me started.
Yeah. But if you're a traditional retailer, you may need additional terms. Well, you're not going to not know that walking into the store. You're going to know that. You can even lead with that. Like, this is what will help you register and ring right now. And we're going to make it easy for you to own it. Eliminate the objection. Eliminate the embarrassment of somebody saying we don't have any money. You're going to have to do something that will allow you to make the sale in a way that's harmonious with the customer, not making them feel embarrassed, making them feel less than whole, whatever it is. Because a lot of these businesses have been around for 50, 60 years, and now they're hurting for cash. I mean, there's companies that are never going to come back. And a lot of big ones have declared bankruptcy already. It's only Chapter 11, so they will be back, or they'll hopefully be back. But the bottom line is, they declared Chapter 11.
I think you just had a really great point, and I want to make sure that we don't gloss over it, which is having your plan before you go in, knowing that they're likely going to say, if it's a customer that has been struggling and you know they're going to likely have some sort of price objection, having a plan of how to handle that in advance. Don't go in and be like, oh, what a surprise. Let me see what I can do. It's not a surprise. You already know it. And in the past, when they had price objections, they likely still had the money. They just weren't investing it in you because they didn't see the value. Whereas now a price objection may be that, or it may actually be that they don't have the money.
And if you use an old world bullshit manipulative sales tactic, like, geez, that's too bad you don't have the money, but if I could make this affordable to you, would you buy it today?
Oh, God.
I'm going to hit you in the face with a shovel.
Good thing we don't own a shovel.
Right. You have to be real and be conversational. Don't find my pain. F*** you, my pain. Don't find my pain. Rather, share with me how I can benefit and how I can succeed, not try to dig deeper into what ails me because it's none of your business. At this moment in time, a lot of personal things have happened. People have died. Mothers and fathers have passed on. And the companies have declared bankruptcy or gone into some kind of receivership, their mortgage may be 3 months late. You don't know what's going on with them. Stay away from sales tactics and just be conversational. And if you find that something's wrong and you don't have an answer for it, give yourself a U for unprepared. You need to be prepared for every eventuality. Didn't you hate getting a U when you were in school, like you're unprepared?
I didn't get U's in school. They didn't give those out when I went to school. They must have gotten rid of them.
Oh, I got a few. Dog ate your homework is a typical response of that kind of crap.
My school would just give you an F.
Yeah. But the bottom line is you have to go in prepared for every single circumstance. Because when they give you the circumstance, I think now more than ever, people are going to be truthful. And now more than ever, you got to drop your old sales shit because it's not gonna play.
Yeah, I agree. And I think now more than ever, we're putting the human back into selling. Yeah. We're rehumanizing it. I'm not sure how else to say that, but it started to become so easy to buy things online and go to a car vending machine and do all these things. And now more than ever, people are craving human interaction. And your job is to show up with emotion and be real. Like Jeffrey said, like, please don't use old world sales BS on them. Like, it's just, they'll run away. They'll go to the next guy because they want that real connection.
Yeah, I don't want to see your slides. I don't want to see your pitch. I don't want to see anything. I don't even want to see you, but I'll I'll talk to you for some period of time, and it may be virtual. You know, would you mind if I shared my screen? Yes, I would, actually. just talk to me. I don't want to see your damn screen.
You don't want to see my screen?
Well, let's put it this way. I don't want to see it if it's a sales pitch.
It almost sounds sexy. Want to see my screen?
Yeah. Or I'll show you my screen if you show me yours.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Although mine is way too many tabs open in a browser.
I think that we each have a need and an understanding. And if you don't know your customers prior to walking in the door, you're going to lose to someone who does. It's just that simple. You're going to lose to someone who's conversational. You're going to lose to someone who's pre-prepared. You're going to lose to someone who understands the situation. And you can't afford to lose right now. So whatever you're doing, before you ever walk out the door into a customer's place, whether it's virtual or face-to-face, you better be prepared. You better be ready for every single sales eventuality, and you better be ready conversationally, not if I can get it for you in green, would you like it in green?
Yeah. I think now it's so important to really have just your whole spiel down in a way that talks to people for what their new normal is. Because if you continue the pitch and path that you were on, you will lose people because they're no longer in the place that they were in 3 months ago. You know, and people are expecting now, like stores are open, stuff is restaurants are open, they're all just going to come. And they're not, because they're going to come more slowly. People are definitely, I mean, you see it. I see it. I look at the restaurant that's downstairs from us. How booked is it?
Not very, but if you own a beach, a lot of people are going to be there.
That's a great point. It really depends on the industry. It really depends on the state.
Or if you make it fun, if you make it fun. I want to go back to Dolce. We went out to a restaurant for the first time in me for something like a year, but it was only a couple of months. But the place was so happy and friendly that we totally enjoyed ourselves.
And here's the cool thing about that. That place definitely struggled over the past couple of months. There's no doubt whether or not they struggled. They're still in business. They're still around. They're going to survive, but they struggled. And rather than, you know, skimping down and maybe putting a COVID tax on like some restaurants or maybe even lowering the portion sizes, no, none of that. Not only that, but the lady, she went around to every table. I thought it was just us and that we were special. And then before we were leaving, I realized she was doing it to every table. But we're still special. It's okay. She went around to every table and gave them a little something extra. She gave us a plate of mushrooms and delicious like olive oil and lemon. And oh, it was like the best uncooked mushroom I've ever had in my entire life. The whole dish couldn't have cost her $5, right?
It's the point.
But it was the gesture. It was a right. Huge plate, and it was beautiful, and it was done with love because she was so grateful that everyone had come back to her restaurant. And I overheard her talking to the table next to us, which wasn't really next to us because of the 6 feet thing, but, you know, socially distant. And she said, last night I made pizzas for everyone and gave every table a little pizza. So like, she's just so grateful and she's showing it. And so, you know, now if you want to put that back on you, what can you do when you show up to your customers or your customers start showing up to you to give them something a little extra, to show them your appreciation for returning to work with you? And yes, it may be different because it's the food industry, but I am pretty sure that no matter what industry it is, there is some sort of small gesture you can do if you get creative and think on it to show them your appreciation.
Totally agree. You have to brainstorm. One of the things in the new normal course is your use of creativity. And that's going to play a very major role in your virtual, in your video. But whatever you're doing in reemerging, you're going to have to make creativity part of the process.
So is that thenewnormalcourse.com?
That is thenewnormalcourse.com.
And the link's in the show notes.
Right. Oh, cool.
Can I just tell you that I don't know if you've seen some of these comments, Jeffrey, but the comments in the Facebook group, because there's an online community when you join the course, and the comments in the Facebook group have been, I'm in a lot of courses. I invest in myself a lot. I audit other people's courses. I have never in my life seen such positive, such grateful, such just like the overwhelming
sharing, people wanting to get to know the other person.
The community has blown up. They're having Zoom meetings with each other. They're having Zoom coffees. The collaboration in this community is freaking believable. I did a little welcome post to welcome 50 new members in the other day. And someone said, I'm reading, this is from Sean's comment. Welcome to the most active and engaged group I have ever participated in on Facebook. How cool is that? And then people saying like module 4 in the books, notes and more notes. Love this course. It's so freaking cool to see people doing the work, taking action, getting results, and collaborating with the other people, like-minded people in the group. I've never seen anything this successful as a course. It's unbelievable.
One of the things that makes this course successful are two key words: no slides. I did about 70 modules, 70 little vignettes. In
seven or eight modules, right? 70 sounds scary.
No, it doesn't. They're short pieces, all on specific topics. If you want a topic, you'll know exactly where to go, because they're all, you know, there's major modules with little vignettes inside of each one, and they all tell you where to go for a situation, for opportunity, for objectives, for new software you have to learn, for what's the present situation of your customers. I mean, there's all kinds of things that give you the opportunity to learn specifics, not pie in the sky bullshit. I'm talking about ground level, bang on the door, send somebody a LinkedIn message to get to have a virtual meeting with them, real world stuff. And that's what it's going to take right now. There's no 30,000 foot view because nobody's flying. Don't take my word for it. Ask American Airlines, who's all of a sudden trying to be my best friend. Went back for 25 years. They've literally hated my fucking guts.
I heard a rumor that the airlines are now going to be offering all refundable trips, but I haven't seen it myself, so I'll believe it when I see it.
I'm going to tell you, when MCI came to the telephone company, all of a sudden AT&T wanted to be your friend. For 50 years, they could care less whether you live or died.
It's like Harris Teeter and Publix.
Right. Now they're your buddy. Oh, can I bag that for you? Can I take it out to your car? Can I kiss your ass? You know what you can do? Go back and look at how you used to be when I patronized you. You're trying to be friendly. Be real. Stop being surreal just to compete with someone that's kicking your ass. Go back to the way it was. I'm going to go there because you have orange juice and the other guy doesn't, period. I don't know what to tell people that don't know how to compete. But maybe you need to read Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Be yourself. Because I'm going to tell you, when you're not, people can smell it.
Totally. Totally. Especially right now when people need that human connection more than ever. Just be yourself. Don't overthink it.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to go now.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
All right. Well, until next time, I'm Jan Gittimer.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm reminding you to get out there, be real, and try to get them to buy, even if your ass falls off. Thank you so much for listening to Sell or Die. We hope that this episode has helped you transform the way you think, given you new ideas, and provided you a new perspective on the sales and business challenges that you face every day, so you can get out there and win the customer all the way to the bank.
If you enjoyed this episode, please take a second to rate and review. Each review helps us help more people just like you make a difference in this world. Don't forget to take a screenshot, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag us at Jeffrey Gittimer and at Jen Gittimer.
See you next week.